This, as many of you are aware, is the second installment of the missionary discourse, more sayings of our Lord. But right after, go out, heal, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons, let the whole world know about this, I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. Just yesterday, a friend of mine told me about a conversation he had a few months ago with one of the leading cardinal bishops of Africa, who's in a very predominantly Muslim country. And when he was a priest, nobody bothered him, but the minute he became a bishop, the government started a systematic persecution of this man. He's a very mild man and beloved by everybody, all the Christians, Catholics and Protestants, many of the Muslims, except, of course, the people running the country. But he's calm and loving and even under all this pressure. So my friend asked him, how do you stay so calm in the midst of all this danger, persecution, pressure? And he said, I've resigned myself to a violent death. And he said it just that calmly. I have resigned myself to a violent death, so I'm not worried about it, thinking about it. There's somebody who got the message. You see, suffering is part of the Christian life. And in the early part of the Christian life, a lot of our suffering is dealing with sin, our own sin. And maybe everybody else's that dumps on us, but it's just dealing with sin. But as we grow up, the suffering is in preaching the gospel. We just heard about Tekakwitha. Isn't that marvelous? That's a work of God. That's a miracle. No human being, after going through what this man's been going through in Africa, would calmly say, I have resigned myself to a violent death. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, what are the problems that we find besides the problem of the suffering? Well, the problem in our part of the world, not in Africa or in Asia, or still in many ways in Eastern Europe and Russia, but here, we're kind of fat cats. It doesn't cost much to be a respectable Christian, but it's starting to. It's starting to. The homosexuals say openly, when we get power, we are going to sodomize your kids. They're saying it. In fact, it's on a tape I've got. Hello? The Muslims are saying, the Jews and the Crusaders, meaning the Christians, and of course the whole West, has to be destroyed. Now, a lot of that can be for lots of different reasons, but a person who preaches the gospel in Saudi Arabia can be killed. Now, for the moment, let's set aside the mystery of all that hatred with just one little reflection. We do fine, don't we? Until somebody points out some truth that we don't want to hear. Could be about ourselves or some demand of the Lord we've been skirting around. And what happens then? We get very angry. The truth makes us angry. And here we are, baptized. Look at how Kateri Tekakwitha used to just meditate on the gift of being baptized. We're surrounded by teaching, and somebody tells us the truth, and we're angry. Now suppose we weren't baptized. Now suppose we weren't brought up Christians. Now suppose we didn't live with Christian friends. Now suppose the weight, the darkness, the violence, the self-centeredness, the sensuality of the culture was all we had. And somebody starts to preach the truth. Satan could play on us like on a piano. Right? That's where the source of persecution comes from. Now, what does our Lord tell us? There's so much wisdom in this text, my friends. First place, you know, he doesn't say, we'll start with the first one. Be as shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. How do we do that? To be shrewd, our Lord is saying, open up your eyes. You know, you're comfy. You're like the frog in the water. You know that famous, how do you want to boil a frog? If you put him in hot water, he'll jump right up. Put him in cold water, turn on the heat, and he'll just be comfy, 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 and then he's cooked. Well, you see, the Lord is saying to us, be shrewd. What does that mean? First, it means have real self-knowledge. Know my own potential for evil. And then don't be stupid. Look and see what's going on. But coming from your own awareness, not out of fear or anger or hatred, you can go to a gathering, a cocktail party of something, of very conservative people, Christians as well, and they're talking about the pro-aborts. They're talking about, with an anger and a disdain, and a, you know, what's that got to do with Jesus? Or with this great bishop I just told you about. To be shrewd as a serpent means to know what's really going on. And that begins with self-knowledge. That's different. I'm a New Yorker. Everybody knows I'm a New Yorker. So we are cynical. It's in our genes. That's not what this text is talking about. It helps. It's a predisposition. You know, at least you're not going to be too stupid. But it's knowing your potential for evil. Then the other part, simple as dove, knowing God's mercy. Knowing God's mercy. Therefore, folks, there's hope for all of us. The biggest, baddest, most bloodthirsty Muslim, Jesus Christ loves him and died for him. How do I know that? Well, I know he loves me and died for me. Look at the mess I am. Out of that can come, I have resigned myself to a violent death. And also, you see, listening to the Spirit. Our Lord doesn't say, you know, if they're persecuting you, just stand there. He says, go to the next town. We're not sadists or masochists. But we have to be realists. So how do we get to be realists? Read all the far right books you can get and you'll be so angry and scared. No. Pray until you know yourself and the mercy of God. Then you can be filled with such a love for people that, like this bishop, all you want to do is make him known.